I'm Katie Simmons. I live in Buckinghamshire. I'm a school governor. We're all here largely because we're interested in fair admissions. Just wanted to ask you whether you support schools selecting their intake on the basis of aptitude or ability. That's the question.
Okay. So I've met with colleagues from the Buckinghamshire Labour Party and the Kent Labour Party, and the position of the Labour Party is that we will not be removing the status or abolishing the existing grammar schools. That is a long-standing position, and also having met with the Grammar School Heads Association, I think we also have to be clear that yes, grammar schools are selective, but when you look at the top 100 selective schools in terms of free school meals and all the rest of it, grammar schools are about 17 of them relative to other forms of selection. So we have to be sort of careful about some of the processes behind this. I gave them, you know, the wonderful Fiona McTaggart gave me the statistics on kids on free school meals in the Slough grammars versus kids on free school meals in the Slough comprehensives, and the statistics are startling and shocking. And, you know, we had a discussion about that. I think that there's a broader issue here about the admissions system, and the admissions system seems to me increasingly knackered. And unreliable, and I think we need to step back and think more coherently about the totality of the admissions system under an autonomous schools landscape, and that's a bigger piece of work that we need to look to. But we will not be going into the election saying that we will be ending the grammar schools.
But you seem to be suggesting that since the admission system is knackered, an incoming Labour government might want to review the whole admission system.
I think we're entering a stage where there is such confusion and growing parental concern about the clarity of the admissions process, that there is room for thinking more coherently about it.
That sounded almost like a yes.
I will stick to those words.
Right, I'll stick to the paraphrase of yes.